Good morning. Let's bow our head and pray. Father God, we thank you for another day, another opportunity to experience you, another chance to be led by you. We ask that you to open our eyes and our hearts to receive what you have prepared for us. And please, Lord, use me to share your words that convict and guide us into your truth, your way and your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let us turn to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. Verse 1 to 11. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet: And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star, which they had seen in the east, went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. As Christmas is coming up, I have been reading around the Christmas story, and been doing devotional on it to prepare myself, and that's how I come to this passage. And also, the other thing that reminded me was last week, Pastor Shalamat talked about Jesus' first coming and second coming, and that and that time, the Magi gave the gifts to Jesus. And Jesus wasn't born at the same time as this. It's actually, this time, the gift-giving time is actually, like, could be up to 2 years afterwards. And this part about giving a gift or an offering stood out to me. So I come to read this chapter again. The visits of the Magi reminded me about a friend who celebrates Jesus' birthday every year, and she does it properly. She buys Jesus birthday cakes with candles, sings birthday songs, and gets him a gift. And yeah, I thought, oh, isn't that so wonderful? And that's what she does with her family every year. And it has become her family tradition. I didn't ask all the details of what she did. I'm sure she also shared about the Christmas story, what they were thankful for, or what they give to Jesus. And yeah, I was humbled by this story of what she does. Because these friends or these Christians put so much thoughts and intentions of being so thankful for Jesus and even got him a gift to celebrate his birthday. And I have been to many Christmas parties over my life, and I'm sure you have as well. But in all these Christmas parties, I don't think I got Jesus a birthday gift. And you could just think about in someone's birthday party, you probably get the birthday boy or girl the gift, right, to celebrate them. But Christmas is, celebration of Christmas, Christmas party is, as we know as Christians, we celebrate Jesus' birthday, and I wonder how many of us got Jesus' birthday gifts when we go to Christmas party. And I certainly haven't done that for many, many, many times. So it was like quite conflicting when I read this passage and think about what my friends have done for Jesus. So I felt like I don't know about you, but like maybe let's close our eyes, take a moment to allow Holy Spirit to speak to us. So verse 11, let's think about that again as we close our eyes and listen. Verse 11, it says, after coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasure, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So, Lord God, we know that the Magi gave you as gift fit for a king, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What would you like us to get you for this Christmas? Just a moment to listen to the Holy Spirit to see what he's saying to you. Has anyone got any idea? Some of you are shaking your heads. If we look at the first 11, you can just, I'll read it again. So after coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening up the treasure, they present to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So we can learn from the Magi that they gave an offering to Jesus, something valuable, no gold, and also sweet-smelling spice, and that is certainly not their leftovers. What else did they give him? Yes, you notice that they bow down and worship Jesus, an infant baby Jesus. So we know from traditions that the Magi are wise men from the east, and the Armenian tradition says that they are probably kings from India, Persia, and Arabia, with the servants who bring these gifts. And you can picture that these kings travel from far away to bow down and worship an infant King Jesus. So they know in their hearts that Jesus is worthy of it all, worthy of worship. What others' ideas might you get as a gift for Jesus just a moment ago? When I was meditating earlier, over this passage, when I reread this a few days ago, it came to me that how about something Jesus likes? Well, how about bring a soul to Jesus? Because Jesus desires relationship with all of us, especially the unsaved soul. So Christmas would be a great gift to bring someone who doesn't know Jesus to him. So maybe join an outreach this Christmas. This might sound quite self-serving as I'm in the outreach team. But let me clarify that I've done quite a bit of outreach in this church, and unfortunately, I can't say that most of them were gifts for Jesus. It's not really just because, like, it's my job. It's more about when I was doing these things, quite a lot of the times I really don't think about this is for Jesus, this is an offering to him. So I think that when we need to be quite intentional. Need to think about, is Jesus the sole reason for doing this? Like, am I doing my best? Invite someone to Jesus this Christmas would certainly be something Jesus likes. So if this is something that comes to your mind, do certainly pray about who and how. Another idea that came to me that could be a good Christmas present, it's sharing a testimony on what Jesus has done in your life. Because your testimony could draw people closer to him. Your testimony can encourage someone. What about something simpler, something not involving another person? What kind of gift would that be? How about giving Jesus your heart? It sounds simple, right? But it might not be easy. What does it mean about giving Jesus your heart? Your heart is what you value, what you care about, and what you love. And you might remember Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So this gives an idea of what it takes to give Jesus your heart. For where your treasure hid, your heart also. And one way I think about how to identify that could be looking at the three T's, right? Your time, your talents, your treasure, or your monies could give towards his work from your heart for him. I have some more gifts idea for Jesus, but maybe I'll just invite the worship team to just come up on stage to lead us to worship God first. And maybe from this moment, if you haven't heard what gift you should give to Jesus this Christmas, take this moment to really listen to Him, listen to the Holy Spirit, listen to what He's saying to you. It doesn't need to be big, it doesn't need to be fancy. But Jesus is so worthy of your offering for Him, especially this time. Lord God, we're so thankful for you coming into our midst to show us the way, the truth, and the life. And to die for us so that we might be able to live eternally with God in heaven. Yes, Lord, please give us this desire to give an offering that is worthy of you. And help us to abide in you always, so that we could be closer to you and know your heart. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So let us turn to our community prayers and pray for our community who is suffering from cancers that even in the midst of suffering, they feel the presence of God, and that's all that they need. And that God heals them in super miraculous way. Let's continue to pray for those who are suffering from illnesses and those who don't know Jesus. And yes, also pray for the salvation come, for this would be a great gift of healing and restoration for them as well. Let's also pray for our brother and sister who's suffering infirmities. Yeah, pray that this Christmas season that they receive a special gift from God, and they too also respond in special gift to Jesus as well. Let's pray for Daniel, who's looking for work. Pray that this season God provides miraculously, and that he remain close to God. Today we pray for our mission focus, pray for the church plant in Singapore, pray for Pisam Kim, also pray for Pastor Samat for Spain, and pray for our church plant in New York as well as our missionary Kelly is taking a 1 year in New York serving in church and Fufan. Let's also lift up our education ministries, Noah's Ark for P. Mary, who's back home getting ready for spending time with the family and getting ready for the season. Also pray for Yilane, who's spending time with family as well, taking a break. Let's also pray for P. Nate and the youth, that is a youth retreat coming up this month, as well as PU, P. Andrew, as well. There's also a retreat this month. Let's cover our team in prayer and healing. Pray for our leader, Matt, and Rachel. Just cover their family. First day outreach is SP Light and Homie. Please pray for the ministry's preparation for Christmas season celebrations with the sex workers as well as families that's impoverished. Today is the last day of the season for house church meeting for East Bay, Olympic, and Westfield. Pray for God speaking to them and in their midst. Pray that God will just stir up the house church for this season. For this season with the Lord for Christmas. Lord God, we're so thankful for you, thankful for this Christmas season that we can remember you, your first coming, as well as preparing for your second coming. And it is so good that we can give you gifts and offering any time and every day. And may you guide us and lead us into the things that you desire from us. And we know that as we hear you and obey it, it's an offering that will be pleasing to you, Lord. So Lord God, we just so thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So please continue to take time for your personal prayer, and see you tomorrow. Goodbye.